the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Tuesday, July 1st, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, the U.S. government's new scheme to silence the Snowden leaks. Then, the walls have eyes. Smart lights are linked with cameras. And Facebook manipulates users' emotions. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. When I say that, I see comments on YouTube going, how dare you bash blind people?
After announcing that he would bypass Congress yet again to take executive action and fix the immigration crisis, Obama has another announcement for Congress. So sue me. Now, this is an aggressive tone that Obama took in the face of a lawsuit threat from House Speaker John Boehner over his use of executive orders. The president called the suit a stunt, saying, I'm not going to apologize for trying to do something while they are doing nothing. Of course, it's everyone else's fault, not Obama's fault. But Obama says that he will act on his own to address weaknesses in the nation's immigration system because, according to him, the majority of the American people want to see immigration reform done. But according to the latest Gallup poll, only 1 in 5 Americans want to see additional immigration, while 2 in 5 Americans want less. That's 41% who would like to see a decrease in immigration, and only 22% who would like to see it increase. And it's actually less than the percentage of Democrats who want it reduced, which is only 32%, according to that poll. But Obama also wants to lay the blame on Republicans in Congress, who he says they've voted and blocked everything that's tried to be done to help the middle class. But according to this shocking new study that was conducted by the Center for Immigration Studies, American-born workers have had a net loss in jobs since 2000, while all of the jobs created in that time have gone to immigrants. Millions of new jobs, according to this study, were created since 2000 in the U.S. There was a net gain of 5.7 million jobs during those 14 years. It went from 17 million in 2000 to 22.8 million in 2014. But the overall net effect was that 100% of the job growth went to immigrants and 0% went to workers born in the USA. Now, despite the scandal of so few jobs for Americans, the legislation being pushed by Democrats for the so-called immigration reform, say it's going to vastly expand job opportunities for immigrants at the expense of American-born workers. So much for wanting to help the middle class. Now, Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama calls these findings shocking and says it represents a dramatic indictment of immigration policy in Washington. And he says the sensible, conservative, fair thing to do after 40 years of record immigration is to slow down, allow assimilation to occur, allow wages to rise, and to help workers of all backgrounds rise together into the middle class. Meanwhile, thanks to the executive orders that Obama had already enacted on his own dealing with immigration, we are set to see some 100,000 unaccompanied minors illegally crossing the border this year, bringing with them untold contagious diseases. Now, legal immigrants are always required to undergo medical screening, but these kids, they have no medical screening as well as no vaccine records. And of course, if they do bring with them some contagious diseases that have already been eradicated here in the U.S., Americans will not have an immunity against it. And of course, that's setting us up for a possible outbreak. Well, now a Texas judge is giving these illegal immigrants a welcome to America, basically weighing vaccinations for any legal aliens that are being detained and processed at several locations in Texas's southernmost county. The elected official said he's concerned for public health and claimed that the county is prepared to weather the cost of vaccinating illegal immigrants that are showing signs of illness. Now, there's a county health team advising the judge. They say at this time there is no immediate health worry related to the immigrant surge, but they did express concerns that immigrants often undergo rapid processing and medical exams, which those can fail to spot communicable diseases. Of course, we have Border Patrol working overtime to get these people processed quickly so they can drop them off at the bus station and send them further into the interior. So on that Facebook page for that county, it's getting a lot of backlash. Residents don't want to see their tax dollars going to immunize those who should be being deported while they're struggling to afford flu vaccines for their own families. Now, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has repeatedly been ignoring requests from Border Patrol unions to come and do something about this. And later in the show, Joe Biggs is actually going to be on the phone with the CDC to find out what, if anything, they are doing to protect American citizens from a potential public health threat. Well, according to the latest Snowden leaks, the NSA is monitoring the entire world, and that is including the Five Eyes countries that the U.S. has long had a no-spying agreement with. Now, that obviously isn't really that much of a surprise at this point. But what is surprising is that Glenn Greenwald was set to release his most shocking NSA revelations to date. He was going to be releasing the names of those that the NSA has been spying on. Well, earlier today, Greenwald tweeted that he would be publishing the story tonight at midnight. And then 8 hours later, he tweeted that after 3 months working on our story, the U.S. government today suddenly began making new last-minute claims, which we intend to investigate before publishing. Now, many responded that it's a trap and that the government is dishonestly and illegally censoring Greenwald. At the same time, whistleblowing site Cryptome announced that all of the Snowden documents will be released in July, and they say supposedly in order to avert a war. Cryptome tweeted on its official feed, July is when war begins unless headed off by Snowden full release of crippling intel. After war begins, not a chance of release. Warmongers are on a rampage. So yes, citizens holding Snowden docs will do the right thing. So what exactly are these documents that they are set to release? Now, this isn't what Glenn Greenwald had been working on. He said he was only going to be releasing the documents that concerned American citizens and what they needed to be aware of that their government was up to. He didn't want to release anything that posed a national security threat. But here, Cryptome is saying war will begin in July if these documents are not released. And you can take a look around and you can see Israel and Palestine, there are bombs going off right now today. Ukraine once again started their military offensive at the end of the 10-day ceasefire. The new IS leader has called on Muslims to ramp up jihad during Ramadan. They're parading around a Scud missile. And of course, America is involving itself in all of these foreign affairs while we're trying to deal with our own crisis here at the U.S. border. So with all of this going on, we've been reporting how the Pentagon has been studying civil unrest and what really is the tipping point of civil unrest and how that kind of relates to social media. They seem to know that something is going to be happening, and they want to know how can they control it. So I think it's all kind of, you know, curious. Now, we reported on how the Pentagon was researching the civil unrest, but now that ties in directly to that controversial Facebook experiment. Facebook manipulated nearly 700,000 users' news feeds to see whether it would affect their emotions. They would post negative content, and would users also start posting negative content? Would they feel more negative and vice versa? Facebook's controversial emotional study subjecting unwitting users to a psychological conditioning experiment. It has direct ties to research that was funded by the Department of Defense concerning the likelihood of civil unrest. Now, the fact that Facebook unethically experimented on users into how their emotions can be swayed on social media by controlling the content is disturbing in and of itself. But the rabbit hole goes much deeper. Now, the research appears to be in part connected to the Minerva Initiative, which we reported on earlier this month. It provides funding to universities to model the dynamics, risks, and tipping points for large-scale civil unrest across the world. In other words, the DOD wants to master how to predict, prevent, manipulate, control, and even instigate mass civil unrest. And they want to do this by developing operational tools that are related to social, cultural, behavioral, and political forces. Now, within the official credits for the controversial Facebook study, Cornell University's Jeffrey T. Hancock is listed as an author. Hancock is also listed on the Pentagon's Minerva Initiative website, where it's noted that he received funding from the Department of Defense for a study called Cornell, Modeling Discourse and Social Dynamics in Authoritarian Regimes. Now, that article is in its entirety up on Infowars.com. It goes into greater detail about how the government is heavily invested in companies whose sole job is to track and monitor social media and how fast things spread through social media. And of course, we're being told that all of this is just for our safety, much like we're being told that smart technology is for the greater good. It's for the good of the environment. It's all, you know, for the betterment of mankind. Meanwhile, it's actually to track and surveil our every move. Now, a CBS News report is touting the environmental benefits of new smart streetlights. They say the lights are being marketed as a fantastic energy-saving device because they have motion sensors which detect foot traffic, and it allows them to switch on and off only when required. And they imagine that all 4 billion outside streetlights may eventually all be connected in one global network. And this network will be a seamless grid of smart lights that are networked with surveillance cameras tracking an individual's every move. They're also going to be utilizing license plate recognition technology to store data about vehicles. Now, the CBS reporter Bill Whitaker says, in the future, the smart network could track every place we go, everything we buy, everything we do all the time. The technology is limitless. And obviously, they're rolling out this technology faster than lawmakers are able to control how the information is going to be used. That's why we're seeing all sorts of CISPA, SOPA, PIPA things being passed through Congress, but this is advancing so fast, no one really knows how they're going to be able to utilize all of this information. Of course, we reported last year on the Intella street lights, which had the ability to record and analyze conversations on the street. So I'm sure that these smart lights are going to have that same upgrade with them as well. At the end of that CBS report, Charlie Rose says, Big Brother's watching, kind of in a tongue-in-cheek sort of way. And Big Brother is indeed watching, but it is not a good thing. It's not something that we should all just be getting used to. And coming up, I'm going to talk about how while we're all being tracked and monitored endlessly, our every move, the border is literally left wide open. And this is just one in a series of dueling realities facing American citizens versus illegal immigrants. That's coming right up.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Well, one of the claims surrounding this illegal immigration influx is that the White House hasn't sent a clear message that it's not open season at the border. And over the weekend, Nancy Pelosi visited a border facility in Brownsville, Texas, and what she saw there prompted her to tug on the heartstrings of the American people. She says that we have a moral responsibility to help children that are crossing the southern border. But what about these American children that are being treated like terrorists by the TSA? Here we have an 18-month-old and her family that were thrown off a flight because her name was on the no-fly list. Absolute terrorist. And then, you know, here just it goes on and on. We've got a girl that was in a wheelchair. She was headed to Disney World with her family, and she was so traumatized by that experience that she told her family, I don't want to go to Disney World anymore. Because we all just really enjoy getting patted down by the TSA as if we're the terrorists. Meanwhile, it's open season at the border. One of the things that Nancy Pelosi failed to mention is that some of these children are actually active gang members. Now, we've reported before about how border agents are saying that even if these children under 17 admit to actively being in gangs, even if they're covered in gang tattoos, they're ordered to release these known gang members into America as long as they don't have a current criminal record here in the U.S. Meanwhile, cops are using pre-crime techniques to detain American citizens who could possibly commit a crime.
Pima County Sheriff's Department's MIST unit, the mental health support team, takes every threat seriously. And now, armed with everything known about a subject,
paranoid and delusional, not on their meds.
A new Arizona law says the individual can be brought in voluntarily to a mental health crisis response center without a warrant or court order or visible evidence of danger.
Are we preventing crime? I think we are.
So anyone showing these warning signs can be involuntarily detained in a mental health facility. Meanwhile, if you have the warning signs of gang tattoos all over your body or you admit to being in a gang, that's not enough of a warning sign for you to be detained. Now, here's video of police throwing a female professor, college professor, to the ground and arresting her for illegally crossing the street. And here we show video exclusively shot by InfoWars showing busloads of illegal immigrants being given the VIP treatment for illegally crossing the border. So one of the biggest issues facing these unaccompanied illegal alien children is the dangerous journey ahead of them. They could be kidnapped, pulled into the sex trade, drug cartels, they could starve, dehydrate, catch any number of diseases, rape, murder. I mean, it's a dangerous journey. Here, Breitbart News reports on the body of an 11-year-old child that was found in a border town. These kids, some are reportedly as young as 3 months old, are being sent on this dangerous journey by themselves, by their parents. Now, imagine if parents here in America were, you know, showing the same kind of disregard for their children. Here we have a father in Hawaii who was sentenced to 1 year probation. He was given a $200 fine, and he was also forced to take child parenting classes. His crime? He forced his 8-year-old son to walk nearly a mile home from school because the boy refused to tell his father why he had been disciplined earlier that day. Well, the father wanted to teach him a lesson. He said, "Walk it off, and by the time you get home, you better have a better answer for me than that." Well, the judge ruled that that walking was just too severe of a punishment for this child. And the judge said, these are different times. It's dangerous for children to walk along the highway, and there are predators out there. Walking was considered too severe of a punishment to inflict on a child. Now, clearly, if the parents of these unaccompanied illegal minors were here in America, they'd be fined, they'd be arrested, they'd have their parental rights taken away. But instead, These children are given a bus ticket to any town USA, and then they're going to serve as anchor babies for their families. And then when their families get here, rather than arrest them on the spot, they're going to be reunited promptly with their children. They're going to be given access to welfare, legal representation, and amnesty, which the Obama administration is reportedly planning to announce. It's going to issue executive action to give temporary amnesty and work permits to Dreamers' parents as early as the fall. Now, while the message the White House is sending to illegal aliens might be a little fuzzy, the message they're sending to the rest of America is quite clear. It's not hope and change for America, but for everybody else. Now, you can find more reports like these at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements and they upset my stomach and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
All right, last Thursday I spoke to Stu Harris. He is the vice president of the Border Patrol Union in the Rio Grande Valley area of El Paso. And he told me that he tried to contact the CDC. They said it's something that they're not really willing to look into. So right now we're going to call up the CDC and ask them some very important questions about the outbreaks going on at Lackland Air Force Base with the swine flu from McAllen, Texas, all the way to El Paso with scabies, MRSA, tuberculosis. Let's see what they have to say, and let's find out when the CDC actually does step in to take care of something like this.
Thanks for calling CDC. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Joe Biggs with InfoWars. Who can I speak with to report a disease that's come across the border?
All right, let me transfer you.
Okay, thank you.
C-Info, a service of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
If you would like to continue in English, press 1. Si desea continuar en español, por favor, presione 2.
Over 1 million people in the U.S. have HIV, but almost 1 in 6 doesn't know it. Early diagnosis and treatment save lives.
We're not going to know about the ones coming across the border.
Get tested.
If you won't go do your job.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling CDC. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to somebody about a disease that's come across our border. Who can I report that to?
Okay, come across the border? I mean, in what way? What disease are you referring to?
Oh, well, I have quite a few. I just need to be able to report it to somebody. Who takes those reports?
One moment, please.
Thank you for calling CDC Info. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Good. My name is Joe Biggs. I'm with InfoWars. Last Thursday, I spoke to Stuart Harris. He is the vice president of the Border Patrol Union in the Rio Grande Valley area of El Paso. And he said he tried to contact you and let you know about tuberculosis, scabies, chickenpox, things like that coming across our borders. At what point does the CDC intervene and step in and do something about this? Because the CDC told him that it wasn't their job or, you know, nothing for them to worry about to go down there and check it out.
Okay, so you're calling in regards to the unaccompanied persons that are coming into the United States?
Yes, about the 96,000 that have come in the past month, yes.
And you want to know what the CDC is doing in regards to this information, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir, well, I'm glad to answer this question for you. Have you been to our CDC.gov website in regards to this information?
And I'm just calling you.
Okay, sir. Well, what I'd like to do is go ahead and find information on the CDC website. Do you mind holding for 1 or 2 minutes, please?
Sure.
Thanks for holding.
Right now, a potential virus outbreak is imminent, and we're on hold. Thanks, CDC.
Thank you for holding, sir. I greatly appreciate your patience.
Hey, thank you.
All right, sir. So in regards to questions about the unaccompanied alien children, the Department of Homeland Security declared a crisis in South Texas because so many children without parents or guardians are crossing the border. DHS estimates that 30,000 unaccompanied children will arrive in the Rio Grande Valley in 2014. In response to this influx of unaccompanied alien children, CDC's Emergency Operations Center has been activated. During this activation, the EOC will work closely with the Division of Global Migration and Quarantine. CDC staff will consult on health issues, and the UAC's countries of origin consult on shelter, water, sanitation, and hygiene, and provide staff for public health support.
Well, I went down to Brownsville, Texas, and listened to Nancy Pelosi talk, and she said most of this is all being ran out of El Paso. So then that takes me back to what I said previously, is the vice president of the Border Patrol Union, who is over these guys, said he has just contacted you guys, and you said it is not an issue for you to worry about. So they might be on call, but they're not going down there and taking care of the issues. Right now, Border Patrol agents are testing positive for tuberculosis, scabies, and pox.
Okay, sir. Well, I definitely understand your concerns. At this time, if you have additional questions in regards to this topic, I would have to escalate this information, or you can go on to the CDC.gov website and ask your inquiry on the website, and they will respond by email. But this topic is out of scope for myself and the CDC info. They do not provide any additional information other than that.
Who's going to go down to the border? When is this going to happen?
Because right now,
basic EMTs are supposedly screening these kids, which means they're getting past our borders, and they've made it to Lackland Air Force Base, which is in San Antonio, and there's a swine flu outbreak.
Okay, sir. So would you like to go ahead and go onto the CDC.gov website and submit your inquiry, or would you like me to do it?
I would like to talk to somebody about it, yes.
All right, sir. So we're able to submit an inquiry where they'll respond by email, but there's no one here that could speak to you about this information.
Why not? That's your job. The
it's
CDC,
not scope, sir.
It's not what? Say it again.
It is out of scope for the CDC info. You are speaking to CDC info, not CDC.
Okay, well, can you transfer us?
I cannot transfer you. I can submit an escalation if you like, or you can go on the website yourself.
Is there a number I can call to talk to somebody?
No, sir. We do not have information in regards to that.
So there's no way that I can report an outbreak. I have to go to a website and hope that someone gets to it in time.
If you'd like to report an outbreak, you can report that to the state or local health department.
But it's not the CDC's problem.
it's not something that the CDC regulates.
So what is it that you guys do then? Since you don't go down to border situations where there's a crisis, where kids are coming over and bringing these viruses like MRSA and things like that into our country, since that's not an issue that you guys take care of, what is it that the CDC actually does then?
Well, the role of CDC Info is to provide general health information in regards to health risks in the world. We provide reliable, consistent, science-based health information on behalf of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Are you guys providing information to the Border Patrol then to help them?
I've already stated that we are not.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling CDC Info. We hope you have a good day.
Yeah, I'll try. I'm starting to get a cough, though.
CDC Steve would like your feedback on your experience with CDC Info.
Well, as you can see, the CDC doesn't really know what its job role is with this border situation whatsoever. So we're going to come up with a new name for the CDC. It's the Center of Disease, Confusion, and Disinformation. Make sure you tell your friends about that. Hopefully, I don't get this cough getting around too bad, because I kind of feel a swine flu coming on, because they can't do their job. They're too busy with the Obama administration inside working them like a puppet. So once again, thank you for watching InfoWars. Go to prisonplanet.tv. Your username and password can be shared with up to 11 people. Thanks for watching, and tune in 7 p.m. Central weeknights. Once again, thank you for watching the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Joe Biggs.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own Detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.